CPR 47 for the weekend in July 15th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wasteland, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. Hey, let's kick it off with some garagey stuff. This is The Shade.
I've been playing. Just can't be in the home of the brave and the land of the free. I finally found my voice.
Sonics and Strychnine. Hey, here's a classic from the Fuzz Tones. This garage sound. Hey, here's one more from the Staggers. It's Wild Teens.
Wicked peekers on her feet and long red hair. Her skin was blue and eyes were green. She was the sharpest cat that I've ever seen. And she asked, "Hey, you wild lad, wanna come with me?" And I said, "Yeah."
We're the wild. rockabilly, psychobilly, indie, punk. We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Oh, no!
Rock and roll.
Machine and Monkey Bum Bum Boogie. Hey, here's Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, the Formulator.
Thank you.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are y'all, everybody? Hey, how's it going? I'm Uncle Waldo. This is the CPR, and welcome again to another week of madness. Well, obviously, based on the music I've been playing, I'm feeling a little bit garagey today. Been digging through some of the old stuff and came up with all that wonderful music you've been listening to. Hey, speaking of music, it's time for all you bands out there to start sending your music in for consideration. If you think your tunes can hang with what I'm playing, then send me a WAVE, AIF, or MP3 file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs. Don't send me links to your YouTube page or links to your Reverb Nation account or links to some bizarro download thing. Just send me the damn files. And do me a favor, don't let your PR guy anywhere near this thing. Those morons send me 2,000 words of blather and a backstory only to finish by saying, oh, if you're interested in listening to the music, drop me a line at delete. Hey, but listen, here's somebody who really does get it. I played damn near his entire album these last few months. Now, he's a camper in good standing with us, and I look forward to any new music he's got in the future. It's Christian D and the Hangovers and the Shimmy Shorts, only on the CPR.
Well, you make a mistake, sweat him out. No, you just can't stay when you're not at home. I need you in my bed right now tonight. You give me shimmy short fever and pure delight. You're the sweetest mama that I ever seen. Well, you make me shake my shimmy short queen. Shimmy, shimmy, 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 shimmy short queen. Sweetest mama that I ever seen. Well, you make me shake my shimmy short queen. I love your long lead legs and lacy hoop things. You give me quivers and a shivers only love can bring. I wanna lick my way right up your thigh. Well, I'm feeling kind of nervous and I don't know why. You're the sweetest mama that I ever seen. Well, you're making me shake my shimmy shark queen. Shimmy, shimmy, 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 shimmy shark queen. Sweetest mama that I ever seen. Well, you're making me shake my shimmy shark queen.
Cesaro's Victims and Juan El Matador. Here's some Hot Rod Gang for you.
Yeah, for ages, really keen. I've been on the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And hot on the heels of last week's public service announcement, I bring you an update in the state government of Arizona's continuing efforts to look like the stupidest bunch of jackwagons this side of the Oregon Trail. Seems that their Quit Smoking Helpline and their pioneering gross-out anti-tobacco TV commercials are working. Too well. You see, Arizonans are just not smoking enough cigarettes anymore. It seemed that these geniuses decided that the best use of the state's share of the windfall from that huge tobacco lawsuit from the late 90s was to expand low-income health care to cover more families and their dependent children. After all, the states insisted that they were being forced to pay for the long-term health effects of all that puffing, and this was a means of getting that money back, straight from the evil nicotine-stained merchants of death themselves, Big Tobacco. It only makes sense, right? Except the terms of the settlement meant that the states, like Arizona, would actually receive a share of the revenue from cigarette sales, making them a partner in the smoking, dipping, and chaw business. Talk about perverse incentives. But back when Prop 204 was passed in 2000, it seemed like a win for everyone, covering families to 100% of the federal poverty line, up from only 34% of that figure before. And it was supposed to be free, entirely funded by the tobacco money. Not only that, but the feds were going to match every single dollar the state spent with almost $2 in Medicaid funds. What could go wrong? Well, it wasn't even 2 years into this brave new partnership when tobacco revenues dipped by more than a sixth. And as smoking rates continued to fall, so did the payouts from Big Tobacco. Soon, the state's indigent healthcare program, Access, was burning up more and more of the general fund to keep coverage at the high levels all that sweet cigarette money was supposed to fully fund. And now, with the deep recession and state revenues in a freefall, the governor is forced to consider slashing the program, despite the prospect of losing all those juicy two-for-one Federal Reserve notes from the Medicaid program. But here's the rub. The law, as written and passed, may not even allow that to happen, as the language appears to require the state to cover the difference, no matter what. Any cuts Governor Brewer makes are bound to wind up in court, a place to which she and her legal team are no strangers. The cuts are extremely unpopular anyway, because they're essentially cutting off $3 in benefits to the poor and their children for each dollar they save in the state's budget, at a time when more Arizonans are unemployed and struggling financially than ever before. You know, this is just the sort of thing that's bound to happen when you hand something as important as your health care over to the state. They get hooked on that sweet tobacco money on the one hand, and on the other, they're telling everyone to quit. Well, it turns out, the state's subsidy habit is a lot harder to break than it was for all those NIC fiends to puff their last coffin nail. Now that they're going cold turkey up at the Capitol, the benefits thousands have come to depend on are going up in smoke. That's some serious withdrawal. And maybe the only solution is to get people smoking again. You know, for the kids.
and piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
For you, we've got to figure it out tonight.
exaggeration. Show him more, cause his career is just begun. So watch out for when he will hit the stage. For 26 long years I know that man. Now protestate and wear the best they dread. A server just like me and that's alright. The spotlight supernova is way more bright. Yeah, you turn into supernova. The pepper will soon be a clover.
Stay up late and I'd watch like soft porn on like HBO or Cinemax or whatever, and then like I'd get a boner and I literally didn't know what to do next.
You just got in your bed. Like,
I literally didn't know what to do next.
Rolled around.
Yeah. Like you, well no, you just like you just sit there and just ache. Yeah. Just like, why did I do this and what do I do now? And I remember the way I discovered jacking off, I literally had to do it like as a machinist would. Like like, okay, I have a boner. I have a problem. Boner, problem. What do you do with a boner? Well, you have sex with a girl. Dad told me about sex, so I know that you put it in her vagina. Now, vagina is probably moist.
But which
moist.
Hole? Don't they have, like, four down there?
Yeah. So, like, I bet if I, like, put some soap in my hand, it would feel like a moist vagina. And then, okay, let's see what this... Oh, it burns! And it was just like, oh, my God. And I did it for, like, 3 days before I was like, wait a minute. Now I know what everybody's doing when they do the jacking off motion. It's jacking off! Oh, it makes total fucking sense now.
And then you came and you cried.
Well, you feel bad. I mean, no, I didn't cry, but it was just like, I didn't understand.
Well, no, it's what Uncle Waldo said in the chat room. You saw God.
You do.
God is real and he loves us.
Like, I literally had never came before, but for some reason, I knew I was about to come and I knew exactly what was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Me too. I looked right down the barrel of that motherfucker.
I didn't know what would happen, but like, I felt like this weird sensation. And then when I came, I felt like, I literally said out loud, I'm sexually active.
From your uncle's lab.com.
Hey there, honey. Haven't you heard? I'm the one with super sperm. It's thick, it's sticky, just like glue. Watch out, honey, it's coming on you. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. Michael's pleasure, Michael's pain. Empty my sack, I can smile again. Pills are easy, drugs are fun. Nothing's better than a full load run. King spur, king spur, king spur, king spur, king spur. My scrotum wears a crown. Sperm, you can be my queen. My balls are full, my mind's upset. Love pulls hard, it's time to fly. Up your nose and in your eye. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. King sperm, you can be my queen. My balls are full, my mind's upset. Love pulls hard, it's time to fly. Up your nose and in your eye. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm. My scrotum wears a crown. King sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm, king sperm.
Those small unmanned rocket ships you see leaving us will shortly be sending back television pictures as they fly near the surface, but we'll continue our view from orbit also. Through telescopic lenses, Mars looks even more barren, and there's definitely no sign of it being inhabited. As we know now, some things once thought to exist on Mars turned out to be only illusions, such as the famous Martian Canal.
Mysterious Ketones here. Just before that, we had a Hellbound Hayride. Yeah, I probably play those two songs a little too much, but damn it, I love them. Hey, thanks for coming on out and joining us again this week. Remember, if you're a band and you want to hear your music played here, send me a WAVE, AIF, or MP3 file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us over on Facebook. We're at Facebook/whatthehellwear, Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And I'm over at Twitter. Follow me at Uncle Waldo. And before I take off, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hey, listen, as I take off, saw a little piece of news out here this morning. Looks like Martin Scorsese just finished his documentary on George Harrison here. And he's going to be releasing it pretty soon. It's called Living in the Material World. So I thought I'd go ahead and wrap this thing up with little old George Harrison and Eric Clapton from back in the day here. So, enjoy the tunes. I'll catch you all next week. Peace. Bye-bye.
Sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.